And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 1616 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1616. Enjoy.
Go to Walmart and get ageless male.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And the Oscar criticism goes to President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He tweeted about what Spike Lee said during the Academy Awards on ABC.
The 2020 presidential election is around the corner.
And Lee, accepting the Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay for Black Klansman, added,
make the moral choice between love versus hate. Let's do the right thing.
Well, the Trump tweet called it a racist hit on your president. Then he claimed he's done more for African Americans than almost any other president. Spike Lee was also critical of Green Book winning Best Picture, but Democratic Congressman John Lewis took the stage supporting the segregation-era movie.
That time and place in our history is very real.
Bohemian Rhapsody won 4 Oscars. Rami Malek got Best Actor. Olivia Colman won Best Actress for The Favorite. President Trump getting ready to go to Vietnam for another meeting with North Korea's leader. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Senate Democrats say they want to see verifiable progress made at the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Speaking to a gathering of governors at the White House, the president said he has developed a very, very good relationship with Kim.
I'm not pushing for speed, but we're not removing the sanctions. And we're going to have, I think, a very interesting 2.5 days in Vietnam.
The president tweeted this morning, with complete denuclearization, North Korea will rapidly become an economic powerhouse. Dave?
Rachel, the president's also planning another meeting with China's leader, saying trade talks are progressing.
If all works well, we're going to have some very big news over the next week or two.
Well, he's delaying new tariffs supposed to go into effect this Friday. The president also tweeted oil prices are getting too high, urging OPEC to take it easy. Gas prices are up a dime the past 2 weeks. Teachers will be out picketing again in Oakland, California, day 3 of their strike. Yesterday, a TV news crew was robbed doing a story about the strike. A guy took their camera, then shot a security guard in the leg. He was later arrested. This is Fox News.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save 5, 10, and 20 bucks with Family Dollar smart coupons. This week, 12-pack Pepsi products, buy 3 for $10. Angel Soft Bath Tissue or Sparkle Paper Towels, $4.50. And Tide Liquid or Pods, $2.95 with your Family Dollar smart coupons. Sign up today. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
President Trump, and yet another message on a busy morning on Twitter, repeated we have a national emergency at the southern border. Democrats disagree, and the House is set to vote tomorrow on a resolution trying to block his emergency declaration.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures says the House will likely vote to reverse the order. And if some Republicans break rank and support it in the Senate,
it'll get vetoed by the president, and Republicans will stand with the president to sustain his veto. And it will be deader than dead.
But Democratic Senator Ed Markey on CBS Face the Nation says Republicans should think twice about backing that veto.
Because it would lead to a very significant diminution of the authority of the Congress in the future.
Democrats say the issue amounts to a test of GOP loyalty. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has ID'd the suspected driver who hit and killed a police officer over the weekend. Janet Hines is from Hickson, Tennessee, now on the TBI's 10 most wanted list.
38-year-old Nicholas Gallinger, who just graduated from the police academy last month, was on a call with a field training officer in Chattanooga, where he was killed by a hit-and-run driver. The police department says Gallinger was standing outside his patrol car when an SUV slammed into him and kept going. The police chief says they not only lost a fellow cop, but a son, a father, and a friend.
Fox's Ken Duffy. Two bodies have now been recovered from a bay east of Houston, Texas, where a Boeing 767 cargo plane crashed Saturday. The search continues for a third person who died when the plane nose-dived into the water, shattering into small pieces.
We want to prevent tragedies like this from occurring in the future.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Robert Sumwalt hopes to find the flight recorders to determine the cause of the crash. There was no distress call. On Wall Street, stocks could surge at the opening bell. Dow futures up about 150 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Monday morning. Local news brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. If you got a chip in your windshield, well, they can take care of that.
Good morning,
for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana police are looking for an 18-year-old they believe is connected to a shooting earlier this month. They are looking for 18-year-old Khalid R. Purnell on charges of aggravated battery with a firearm. On February 3rd, police responded to shots fired near West Beardsley Avenue and James Street. They learned that an 18-year-old had arrived at the hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. Bond on that warrant was set at $500,000. A road closure to be aware of this week. Starting at 7 o'clock this morning, West Illinois Street will be closed between South Lincoln Avenue and South Busey Avenue. The road should be open by 5 p.m. Friday. This is for sewer repairs. Two men have been arrested in connection with break-ins in Mahomet. 40-year-old Chester Lee Crowley was arrested for two burglaries. 27-year-old Justin Beckett was accused of allegedly taking part in one of those same burglaries. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at American Eagle AutoGlass.com. Here we go. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Lots of sunshine today with a high near the freezing point, down to 18 this evening. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high 38, low 28, up to 42 come Wednesday. That's the warm spot of the week. We've got a chance for snow on Thursday with a high 34. Right now, the temperature's at 15. ESPN 93.5.
Always a pleasure to welcome Alan Sachs, professor, University of Texas at Arlington. How are you this morning, sir?
Your temperatures are about like our temperatures.
Yeah. Well, we had winds at 55 miles an hour over
right.
the weekend.
It was, we had very high
wow.
winds over the weekend.
Huh. Yeah, it really was blowing around the backyard stuff. Anyway, Alan, good to have you back. Okay, on the docket, big news this week, the president going to Hanoi, Vietnam. I wonder why Hanoi. I think of Jane Fonda.
I do, too. But I guess it's a good neutral place now. Vietnam has come alive in the past years since the Vietnamese War, and our relations with Vietnam now are a lot better than they ever used to be. So it's probably a pretty good place to do this. Several things I've been thinking about. Maybe the leader of North Korea can see what happens when a country that used to be at war with the United States, how what it looks like now. So Vietnam is a very, very different place. So there may be some pretty good offshoots on what's going to happen in Vietnam.
How do we know concretely what will happen or what is happening in North Korea?
Well, we have satellites, of course, that tell us, and apparently the intelligence community has been telling the president they're still building weapons, and especially they're building ballistic missiles. And also, I've always tried to emphasize this in past years when this has been going on, North Korea and Iran have very, very close relations. And so when you think about North Korea, you got to think about Iran as well. Iran is building ballistic missiles, apparently with the help of North Korea. We know some years ago in Syria that the North Koreans were helping Iran build a nuclear weapons base in Syria, and Israel took it out. And that's interesting because I've always believed that North Korea and Iran, not that I believe it, but from what I've read, there is a very close relationship between, between those two rogue countries. So if we do good with North Korea, it might have some effect on Iran as well. I hope that President Trump will bring that up.
Yeah. Well, if I'm Kim Jong-un, I would not give up my weapons because, just a little asterisk, see Libya, Muammar Gaddafi. I mean, there's too many people that want him dead. I don't know why I would stall. I would say I'm going to do this, and then 2020 you have a new president, according to the Democrats. So I don't think Kim Jong-un would give anything up, otherwise he would die.
Well, he has to be very, very careful. There's no question about that. But if he gets the United States guarantees and ends the state of war, that might be enough to get him to go in that particular direction.
All right, the declaration of state of emergency, Democrats are going to challenge that. It's in any event, it would be vetoed by the president. This is a non-starter, isn't it?
The Democrats are like pit bulls. They're going to go to court. They also, they don't care what the Mueller report is going to say. They want to see it, and they're going to subpoena the report and subpoena apparently even Mr. Mueller to appear before some congressional committees. Boy, the Democratic Party, the Republicans can take a little bit of a clue from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party really are like pit bulls. They will not leave anything alone, where the Republicans sort of sit back and let everything sort of work out. And that's really the wrong way to go in this political environment.
It's amazing to me, though. If you look at the numbers, there's 330 million people in America. There's probably, I don't know, 15, 20 million that watch the news. Really, that's probably about it. And yet it has this incredible effect of it must be true if you say it enough.
And that's exactly it. Just keep saying it and saying it and saying it, and it sticks. And I see that with the words like racist and xenophobe and all that kind of good stuff. I see it up at the university all the time, where my students mimic exactly what a lot of Democrats are saying, and they use the word racist all the time in regard to things. And so you're exactly right. If you say it long enough and hard enough and repeatedly, it has that effect. I watched the Academy Awards last night thinking that a lot of that stuff was going to come up, and then when it didn't, I went to bed.
Well, you know what, the thing about, and I watch the Academy Awards, I'm going to talk about it in just a bit. Listen, I thought I enjoyed it. I thought there were a few subtle things, but my point is Fox News this morning on the radio, you know, talked about the political. I didn't see that, but yet I'm being told I saw that.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It is really, but it's an example of, you know, Trump lies all the time. I mean, what, you can keep your doctor? Benghazi was a movie? I mean, come on.
That's right. I thought the Academy Awards were terrible. we differ on that. I just thought the whole thing was most boring. But it's always boring,
well,
you know.
For me, it was trying to get into pop culture and have a clue who anybody is anymore.
I don't know who any of them are.
I was looking
I'm
around.
Not sure if
I'm Alan,
sure
I was
looking.
I was looking around for Bob Hope. Okay.
I asked my students, "Do you know who Cary Grant is or Humphrey Bogart?"
Yeah.
And they look at me with these blank faces.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they do know who rapper LLB is, you know, or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you got me on that. Alan, always a pleasure, my friend. I always appreciate your insights. We'll see what happens in Vietnam with North Korea. Here's hoping. Yeah.
It'll be a big week.
Yep. It'll be interesting to see the coverage as well, because I've seen some media already say nothing will happen here.
That's
just
right.
A show. It's a photo op.
It could be, a lot could happen there.
Well, let's hope. All right, Alan, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's 8:14. Alan Sachs, professor, Ph.D., University of Texas at Arlington, one of the last conservative professors in the United States, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm being told this morning how political the Academy was. You can call it boring. I enjoyed it. The pace was way better because there was no host filling it in.
That's right.
It just my take, and then I'm hearing how bad it was and how political everything was. I didn't think it was that political. I watched it. I mean, Spike Lee said something, but Barbara Streisand, kind of a veiled thing. I mean, I heard them all.
Right.
It didn't bother me. You know, I thought it was going to be a total, maybe it's because I expected a total hate Trump fest, and that's not what I heard.
That's right.
Text in 359-2255.
What'd you think? We'll get into that in just a few moments. ESPN 93.5, we check your morning sports headlines. Diane Ducey has that.
Well, in case you missed it, the results were strong for Schlarman, repeating as the Class 1A champion. St. Joseph Ogden rounding out the third-place trophy in Class 2A, and Tri-County hitting fourth place in Class 1A. Penn State beat Illinois, but yeah. What a flying Illini reunion. Yeah. Boy, didn't those people look happy.
Yeah. It was great, and I really thought it was fantastic that the players came back because Lou Henson made such an effort to be there, and that really was the impetus. I know for Marcus Liberty, according to the News Gazette yesterday, he said, I was coming back because I knew Coach was going to make it, and we wanted to get together one last time.
That's right.
And they had not really all been together in 30 years.
It looked great.
Yeah.
And folks were getting signatures and autographs afterwards.
Yep.
And, of course, we gave away all the bobbleheads. Stephen McConkie from Champaign, a winner. Good stuff all around
and
as
I'll
we
tell
say
you,
go Illini.
Tell you what, illustrates the challenge that Brad Underwood has when a 3-12 team comes in here and just kicks our butt. And my question wasn't that we lost. My question was, how could a team with that much talent be 3-12? I thought Penn State looked awesome. I mean, they looked better than me.
Well, we were on the flat side, and they weren't.
I don't know if we were on the flat. I thought they were. They took it right to us. We give up too many layups. Our defense has gotten better, but we gave up too many bunnies. They shot 50%. They out-rebounded us. They just looked more aggressive. And they looked like Rutgers did when they came in here, and I didn't think they'd be that good, and they were really good, and I don't know how we're going to beat them out there. So, anyway, we lost, and
Wednesday's Purdue.
Wednesday's Purdue. That's a toughie at West Lafayette. And the boys will be broadcasting Illini Inn. Tay and Karp live from the Illini Inn Wednesday ahead of the Purdue game.
Excellent. Number 10 Michigan over number 7 Michigan, or number 10 Michigan State over number 7 Michigan yesterday, 77-70. Rutgers over Minnesota, 68-64. Xavier upset number 17 Villanova, 66-64. On to the Illini women, taking a loss to Penn State, 76-65. 2-15 on the season and 10-18 overall. Alex Winninger led the team with 12. We had Illini baseball winning 11-10 over Florida Atlantic. We are 6-0 on the season.
We are in all time record territory,
right?
At 6-0. I think the best ever was like 1915, like 8 or 10-0 or something. This is off to a really nice start.
And that was in 10 innings. Ryan Schmidt gets the win in relief. Illinois softball at 10-3 overall with their 5-3 win over Nichols State yesterday in that Mardi Gras Invitational. As far as our Cubs go, they beat San Francisco 9-5. Washington over St. Louis 12-2. San Diego beat Chicago's White Sox 5-4. We're going to be getting some spring baseball on, right?
Well, we had it on. I listened over the weekend.
Great.
Cardinals baseball was Saturday and Sunday. They won Saturday 11-2 and lost Sunday 11-2, so they're even for the year. And see a lot of young players to St. Louis. Heard John Rooney and Mike Shannon. It just sounded like the summer sounded like it was here.
Ah.
Listening to a little baseball on the radio. We'll have a ball game this weekend on US 105.9 for the Cubs for the first one on radio. And Cardinals again this weekend as well. There's only 15 spring games.
Okay.
And then they kind of break camp and get ready for the regular season. And a lot of these players for both the Cubs and the Cardinals, you know, it used to be, I'm working on this, I'm doing this. But for a whole bunch of them, this is a tryout. This is a tryout to make the 25-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all playing, trying to do their very, very best as a core of people that have to do well, or they go back to the minor league. So they really are in it. So it's kind of fun to see all the young talent.
NBA action, Pacers at Detroit tonight. The Bulls will host Milwaukee. Brad Keselowski with the checkered flag in racing. And Dustin Johnson, a five-shot winner over Roy McIlroy.
When Dustin Johnson plays well, he's pretty much the hammer on the PGA right now as far as he hits it, as well as he hits it. Okay, and again, the last couple of weeks, Dustin Johnson was nowhere, and then all of a sudden he gets with his coach and figures a couple things out and dominates some of the best players. In fact, the best players, best field Probably since the last major. All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you this morning by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Well, it sure was windy over the weekend. Wind gusts at 15 miles per hour today. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Sunshine at a high 30, down to 18. 38 tomorrow, partly cloudy, down to 28 in the evening, up to 42 with more clouds coming our way on Wednesday. Then a chance of precipitation with the high 34 Thursday. Right now we're at 16, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. All right, a little more on the Academy Awards if you happen to see any of them last night. Mini recap and some thoughts about that next. ESPN 93.5. Glad you're listening. It is Monday. This is February 25. March is Friday. It's 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
Business Network. Futures are pointing to market gains today after President Trump delayed increased tariffs on imports from China. The president is reporting substantial progress in trade talks over the weekend. General Electric is selling GE Life Sciences, its biopharma business, to Danaher for $21.4 billion. GE has been selling off parts of its business. It's considerably smaller now than it was before the financial crisis. Also, Barrick Gold is proposing a merger with Newmont Mining. It's an all-stock deal. Barrick is based in Colorado. Newmont is a Canadian company. And Canada-based cannabis company CanTrust Holdings will begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange today under the symbol CTST. The company's shares will also continue trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Sandra Smith.
We hit the door at 110 miles an hour every morning. And if we're not moving at that speed, our colleagues will fly right by us.
Our job is to facilitate smart conversations so that the people who are watching us can better understand what's happening in the world.
To go deeper, to find a different question that other people are not asking. That's the real challenge.
To give it to you straight, bad or good, like it or not, deliver the news.
Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Financial stress is a common thread across generations. Finances are the top cause of stress for almost 30% of baby boomers, 46% of Gen X, 42% of millennials, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. The 2018 Employee Financial Wellness Survey and the experts at Busey share the top financial concerns for each generation. Baby boomers, those born from 46 to 64, are concerned about retirement and health care. Gen Xers, those born from the mid-60s to early 80s, worry about running out of money. Millennials born between the mid-80s and early 2000s, more concerned about meeting current expenses. Well, the experts at Busey encourage all of you to get back to the financial basics and budget. Busey has a wealth of financial resources to help you get back on track, from financial calculators and podcasts to insights from our experts and more. Just visit the Resource Center on Busey.com. With your financial concerns in mind, Busey will help develop healthy money management habits and improve your finances. Visit any of Busey's convenient locations. Contact them at 800-67-BUSEY. Your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. All right, text in 359-2255, and we had somebody say...
Yeah, at least Obama's lie about health care saved a lot of lives. The big difference between President Trump's lies.
Okay, don't get that. First of all, how do you know that? 6 million got booted off health care when you couldn't keep your doctor and you couldn't keep your insurance because it wasn't good enough. And then I can't afford insurance. I don't know about you. I can't afford normal health alliance. $2,600 a month for me. Can't afford it. So I don't think it's gone very well. You gotta, very hard to get bipartisan on anything like that, but they needed it. So I don't know. I would take issue as far as saving lives. I don't think you know that. More people got insured that didn't have it, but a lot of people got kicked off as well, and it's not affordable. It's pricing a lot of middle-class folks out of it. And I would argue that the Benghazi lie for 2 weeks, even spoke at the United Nations about a video, started a spontaneous... I mean, that was just bold-faced. And listen, you can extract whatever you want out of any presidency because it's your point of view. So you're going to lean toward the party you like and justify because there's always a shred of truth in every statement. And so when you say Trump lies, it is totally, you can say the same about Obama if you want. I mean, there's always some thread of something, but it isn't quite complete.
Right.
Right? Every politician does that. So there's that. Now, the Academy Awards last night, this is the most controversial thing. It was from Spike Lee.
We will have love, wisdom regaining. We will gain our humanity. It will be a powerful moment. The 2020 presidential election is around the corner. Let's all mobilize. Let's all be on the right side of history. Make the moral choice between love versus hate. Let's do the right thing.
Yeah, you had to get that movie line in there, too. That was it. And I, all right, I didn't. Believe me, I did not look at that as a political night. You can say it was boring. Everybody has an opinion on the Academy Awards. I enjoyed it and did not think a big political thing about it. I thought they were trying to bite their tongues a little because they need 50% of the United States to watch their show, too.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you can call it boring, but I kind of enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper thing. I thought that was kind of cool. They got on stage with a grand piano and started singing. And I'm kind of a Lady Gaga fan from the standpoint. She has so much talent. It is unbelievable. Adam Lambert, former American Idol, started the thing.
I've seen him in concert in Peoria.
We are not your hosts, but we're going to stand
I thought
here
this was
a little
funny.
Too long.
It was Tina Fey and her buddies.
Right. Amy Poehler.
And the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
People who get USA Today tomorrow will think that we host it.
Right.
It's about how many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going.
Lady Gaga. I thought she was, I think she's just an amazing singer. And I think Bradley Cooper's fine. I don't think he's a, I thought he was good. I thought for what he was doing in that movie, I thought it was just fine. And then she's ridiculous at singing. I mean.
Tell me something, girl.
One song of the year, movie song of the year.
Oh, do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself.
Pretty good voice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rock and roll guy.
For change.
As he played in the movie. Okay, you gotta hear. When Lady Gaga now gets on the piano, crowd goes crazy, and she's just, I think, really, really good.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
Anyway, any thoughts? 359-2255 on the Academy Awards. What do you think if you watched it?
It was Tina, Amy, and Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. That's it, yeah.
91st Annual Academy Awards.
Yeah. Anyway, last night, and it got done earlier than normal. They load the spots toward the end. The commercials are heavy, you know, toward her Best Picture, Best Director.
That's right.
But it wasn't a lot of superfluous stuff. Some would call that boring. I thought it was fine. It moved quickly. But she's got some vocal cords. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, guys with beer bellies attract beautiful women and live longer. Say what? I'll give you the study in a moment. It is 7:29.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter says he's done more for African Americans than almost any other president and calls Spike Lee's Oscar acceptance speech a racist hit on your president. He did not mention the president or race, Spike Lee didn't, in saying about the 2020 election.
Let's all mobilize. Let's all be on the right side of history.
He won Best Adapted Screenplay for Black Klansman. Best Picture of the Year is Green Book. President Trump flies to Vietnam today for his summit Wednesday and Thursday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He's also expressing optimism about trade talks with China.
President Trump extended the deadline for reaching a trade deal with China, citing substantial progress during a week of talks here in Washington.
We put ourselves into a position of strength.
The president could meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida home to finalize an agreement.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, higher tariffs on Chinese imports were due to take effect if there was no deal by Friday. This is Fox News.
Local news now brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional. With a 2-year warranty on all their work, call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook, online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Dozens of people who were out to see a movie at the AMC Theater in Champaign last night were evacuated from the theater after police got reports of someone under the influence making threats. WCIA says officers later determined those threats were not credible and customers were told their tickets could be refunded. More alerts from the IRS about tax scams. There's been an overabundance of tax scams and schemes this tax season. NJ.com says it's becoming more common for criminals to pose as IRS employees, often calling and demanding payment for so-called outstanding bad debts. Scammers will sometimes threaten to contact the police or federal law enforcement agencies. They want you to pay with prepaid credit cards or money wires. The IRS suggests you hang up on the phone on that one. Also, be aware of so-called ghost preparers that can charge fees while posing as legitimate preparers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Weather brought to you by CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They have all your local janitorial supplies. Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated on Bloomington Road in Champaign. They'll deliver as well. Maybe you got one of those big thingamafloogies that cleans floors quickly. They can service all that as well, too.
That's right.
Call them at 359-6262. I believe it is thingamafloogie, but I'm not sure how to spell it.
Very official.
359-6262. It's CMIClean.com.
Lots of sunshine. Looking good this morning, Stevie. We've got a high 30, 18-hour low tonight. Up to 38 tomorrow, partly sunny, and then more clouds, low 28. Cloudy on Wednesday with a high 42 expected. Precipitation in the forecast come Thursday. Right now, the temperature's at 15, wind chill at 0, ESPN 93.5.
Thankfully, I'm not a coach. I still remember some of my tough losses in both Park District and also Junior Pony League.
Mm-hmm.
Milo?
Yeah.
We were up 11-2, bottom of the seventh, and lost. We were up 11-2 and lost. So I still remember that. So feel bad for the people in Totopolis this morning. Dorothy Gators, who's been coaching girls basketball at Marshall High School in Chicago for 43 years. I was actually at the scores table when she won her first state title in 1982, and she's 73 and still coaching. Her Marshall team came back to T-Town, controlled the whole game. The team that beat St. Joe Ogden girls basketball, They controlled the game the whole way. First lead for Marshall was 32 seconds left in the game. So they're struggling down there. You know what a tough loss feels like. That was a tough loss. They were up 7 with 3 minutes to play. And Marshall scored the last 10 points. That was kind of hard to watch. Felt bad for him because I know basketball down in Teutopolis, Illinois, if you're not familiar with the Wooden Shoes, they've been good at basketball a long time. And they had Marshall by 15 in the semifinal last year and lost. And they were beating Marshall by 14 in the third quarter in the state championship in 2A, and they lost. St. Joaquin, congratulations. Third place in the state. Pretty darn good. All right, this story, and this is one of those headlines where you're going, right, don't quite. Science confirms men with beer bellies attract more beautiful women and live longer. The image of the ideal man has changed throughout history. In the Middle Ages, being chubby was a sign of wealth, which made heavy people popular back then. Nowadays, the ideal man looks more like a painting. Lean, muscular frame, pronounced abs. But is it really true that women find super-trained men with a six-pack so attractive? There is research that says otherwise. Women prefer a man with a beer gut? A viral thread is the website relationship specialist, CEO, founder of LoveGen.com, Jennifer Stiers. I don't believe this.
Good. You're a smart man, you said.
What is this about? Tell me about it.
So there was a gentleman from Yale that wrote a book on evolution and blah, blah, blah. Pretty much stated something to the effect that, you know, a middle-aged man with a beer gut is healthier. He didn't actually say beer gut. He just said extra poundage. We twisted this story, that's all.
Here's what it comes down to, though,
because I think a lot of men got really excited when they saw it, and they just kind of twisted it into beer gut.
Yeah.
But this is the good news, though. I do believe 100% that women are more attracted to, and I think the research is there too, men that are not perfectly in shape. They don't want a beer gut, but it also puts a lot of pressure on a woman to be in really good shape. If a guy's in super great shape, then it puts a lot of pressure on a woman to be in really great shape. And nobody really wants to do all that work as they're getting older. You know, we want to work out, but, you know, the perfect bod of 19 is not happening when you're 50.
That is interesting to think that the woman says less pressure on me. Is that a subliminal thing or outward saying, man, I'm not going to do that, and I like this guy because he ain't going to do that.
I'm a matchmaker, and I can tell you right now, I hear women say it all the time. I don't want that guy. He's got a perfect body, and if I took my clothes off, he'd say, ooh, you know.
Yeah.
So that is the truth.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's not very good and healthy, however, and we don't feel as well. And all those
loves company.
And then if you've got that beer gut, chances are you got lower back and knee issues too.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. I didn't say beer gut. I said a couple extra pounds. Like, I think the average is 4 is what they have found.
4?
To be somewhat.
Well,
like 4 pounds.
I can hold 4 in my thigh. I mean, that's no big deal.
There you go. There you go. That's a good spot for it. But that's more what we're talking about. Not the beer gut.
Okay.
Stuff.
All right. Yeah. Sensational headline. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
women don't want a beer gut, and men don't want a woman that's next to 30 pounds heavy. Let's be realistic.
No,
that's
true. Yeah, but you know, too, it's sometimes the guys that look like, you know, the guys you see at the gym occasionally, they're looking in the mirror an awful long time. You got to be careful of that as well. You want to get somebody that actually looks outward a little bit more and not as much inward. That's just a trait that I think is attractive to people.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to think of the narcissistic trait of somebody who, you know, is striving for the perfect body, you know, and I think also, you know, given a couple extra pounds, somebody who's realistic, you know, they're also not out there. I think they're less of a threat, you know, to a partner, whether it be a man or woman, right?
Yep.
'Cause they're getting hit on a lot more if they're looking amazing.
Yeah.
So I think there's
and I hate to say it.
Jennifer Steyer, she's a relationship specialist, kind of a matchmaker. Last question, how do you deal with somebody who calls you, needs some help, and just says something like, how come nobody likes me?
Oh, well, obviously there's something, you know, if people are having a hard time finding love or relationships, there's obviously something going on. You know, I definitely think there's help wherever you can find it locally, or mysiteislovejen.com. So talk to somebody. There's something going on if you're not attracting the people you want into your life.
And sometimes people say, well, maybe, honey, you ought to lower your standards a little bit there. Yeah.
Well, that's sometimes the case.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a matter of making sure what you're looking for is realistic also.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I find that the more you think of others, the better your life is.
That's the truth.
But
that's
Jen,
very good.
Tough business for you to be in as far as swipe left and swipe right these days.
Yeah. You know what? I'm an online dating consultant, but I don't promote it. I think it's a great option for people that don't have any others. But we do need to be really careful with that. It's a dangerous little place online, and we have to know what we're looking for before we get on. I mean, there's a lot of options available.
And there's a lot of creeps out there that are hiding their true identity. Did you ask me if I had a wife?
I did not, but do you have a wife?
I thought you said broke up 34 years this June, 35 if you count the year on her mom's couch. Yes, I do. I'm very thankful. So.
Well, you know what? Congratulations. That's awesome. I mean, obviously, you've put the hard work in, because we know relationships are work. And that must be why you have such a good, healthy perspective on relationships. So that makes perfect sense.
Love Jen, J-E-N-N, lovejen.com. Diane's been married 20.
Yeah,
15,
close to
20,
that.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, Diane was in New York City the morning of 9/11, and she couldn't get out. She's
on her during my honeymoon.
Can you believe that? Wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
She said she was doing a honeymoon on the morning of 9/11 in New York City after the Michael Jackson concert. It's crazy. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, there's a story.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, lovejen.com. Jennifer Steyer's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
7:43. Okay. I didn't think the beer gut was a thing. It was a sensational.
Yeah.
A few extra pounds. Okay.
That's right.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, purchased one last week. Just the services. And again, you're Stevie J. No, I've watched them do everything they do for me with everybody. They really do this thing one at a time. Because if they're building all these new people, I mean, would you go back?
Oh, yeah.
How come?
I liked the quick turnaround. I liked that I was able to drive it quickly. I like the friendliness, the efficiency of it all, the fact that I could drop my lunch on the floor and eat it.
Yep, it's clean. Yeah, good point. Okay, thanks for reading those notes I gave you. DriveChampagne.com, a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. See what that looks like. Honda BMW, just off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. You can always text us, 359-2255. We've talked Academy Awards, talked Big Summit in North Korea. What if John Decker gets to go? I saw John Decker on TV over the weekend on Fox.
Okay.
Doing a stand-up by the White House. I didn't know he did that.
I didn't either.
He might very well be going to Hanoi. Who gets to go on Air Force One?
Right.
744, ESPN 93.5, check your sports next.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hey, everybody. It's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Rosati's Pizza is serving up a fish special just for Lent. Yep, a pizza place serving fish. What a novel concept. Stop by Rosati's during Lent for a fish sandwich, fries, and a drink for $8.99. Every Friday through Good Friday at Rosati's Pizza. Oh, you can still get your favorite pizza, but for Lent, it's all about the fish. Every Friday, get a fish sandwich, fries, and a drink for just $8.99. Rosati's Pizza. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. 701 South Gregory in Urbana. 328-2334 and online at myrosati's.com/Urbana.
Hi. Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tomb work.
In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless.
Or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches,
in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Yeah, it's 7:46. I mean, the Fighting Illini basketball team, I didn't think we'd lose to Penn State on Saturday, but we did. But I thought Penn State came in and played really, really a good game. And again, what has this year been? It's been kind of a let's find ourselves, let's find an identity. This team has given me more highs than I would have expected. And, you know, we're not going anywhere anyway, really. I mean, maybe some postseason something if you won your last 4 or 5. I don't know. I don't know what the requirements are for some of these other tournaments, but the bottom line is we've gotten our glimpse. Let's see if we can carry it into next year.
And we've got Purdue on Wednesday, number 10 Michigan State over number 7 Michigan, 77-70. We had Rutgers over Minnesota, 68-64. Xavier beat number 17 Villanova in an upset, 66-64. Also, moving on to other Illini news, our baseball team at 6-0 on the season, beating Florida Atlantic in 10 innings. 11-10 was the final. Ryan Schmidt gets the win in relief. And our softball team at 10-3, beating Nichols State yesterday in the Mardi Gras Invitational. That final was 5-3. Sydney Sickles gets the win. Girls basketball, IHSA state competition in Bloomington Normal. Schlarman a repeat Class 1A champion. St. Joe Ogden, third in Class 2A, and Tri-County, fourth-place trophy in Class 1A. On to the NBA, Pacers at Detroit. The Bulls will host Milwaukee tonight. In racing, Brad Keselowski with the checkered flag. And in golf, it was Dustin Johnson with a 5-shot win over Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, and I'm seeing, again, lights, camera, politics. And, again, I watched it. I was not struck that way. I expected some references. I did not think it would be as anti-Trump as I thought it could be or was going to be. I didn't see Whoopi Goldberg. There was some inside buzz that maybe she was going to show up and be the host. So it went hostless for the first time in its 91-year history.
And I thought it was fine.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But that's the point of the media. They tell you what you saw, and I disagree with it. I didn't see what they saw. And the spin this morning, it was political. And here's another thing, you know, about the wall, okay? The people that are for the wall are being deemed anti-immigrant. That's not true. We're suggesting that there are laws and maybe you should come to America legally. Come one, come all, but you got to do the paper. I don't get why that's so bad. What is so wrong with saying we simply need a legal process? Why would you just open your front door and let anybody come in? You would never do that. So why would we just allow everybody to come in? It's so out of control. It's been out of control for 40 years. And so we're left with, and I don't care if the people here graduate towards citizenship. I really don't care. It's too late anyway. But stop the sieve that is the southern border. I don't care if there's a wall, but you just can't let them flood in. What are people talking about?
Yeah, follow the rules.
Well, just fill out the paper.
Right.
And then if they come and they're from Venezuela, you obviously can't send them back there. But it's messed up, and it's not Donald Trump. It's messed up because of Congress for 40 years. It's been a dereliction of duty. It's been malpracticed by all the parties. It's just no excuse. It's so bad. Oh, there's 400,000 people waiting. Well, then get some judges down there. Fix this. Can't do it. Because then the far left will come and get me. Open borders is chaotic. And one more thing about, oh, we're going to look like Venezuela. Socialism doesn't work. No, we're not going to look like Venezuela. It'd be far worse. There are not 500 million guns in Venezuela. If you want chaos here, you think of the Old West multiplied by 900 billion. I mean, it's just going to be so different if people are on their own street corners with their own weapons. We don't want to live there. You got to have law and order. You got to follow the law. You have to impose the law. That's why my conflict in seeing Singapore, where you're guilty till proven innocent, was wrong. But I like the result. It was totally orderly, prettiest, cleanest city I've ever seen. Just don't cause trouble. And yet here, we've gone the other way. Oh, you can do anything. It's just that law. It's no biggie. I'm telling you, you can't let that slip away. Don't take for granted this is a given. It's not. You have to follow laws. You have to have respect for authority. There's a lot of stuff we better not ignore. All right, ESPN 93.5, we check your weather forecast this morning and again over the weekend. I mean, boy, the whole neighborhood stuff's blowing around. We had winds over 50-mile-an-hour peak gusts, and it was some kind of wind, but it's dying down. By noon, it'll be 6 miles an hour. That's more like it.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine in a high 30, 18 our low tonight. Up to 38, partly sunny tomorrow, down to 28 in the evening. 42 with more clouds on Wednesday, then a 40% chance of snow on Thursday. Right now, the temperature is at 15, ESPN 93.5.
I am totally for immigration. My dad came here, but he filled out the paperwork. He became legal. You had to wait. And then if you want to process, and you learn English, you learn some basic stuff, and you graduate towards citizenship. I'm fine with all that.
Agreed.
You're not going to deport 20 million or whatever. Nobody has any idea how many illegals or people that are here without citizenship. Anyway, it's how you can just say you're against immigrants. That's just not true. That's part of the dialogue that's not fair. Text in. What do you think? 359-2255. You want to text in? We'd love to hear from you.